This is the Texas Standard.
Well, it's been smooth sailing for Leon Bridges this summer, or so it seems.
Over the horizon, smooth sailing, these concrete seas. Now she headed east down the boulevard, Duval.
27-year-old neo-soul singer from Fort Worth, getting lots of critical acclaim as well as a mighty big hat tip from a very high place, President Obama, including Bridges on his personal Spotify playlist, Summer Playlist, which has now gone viral. That playlist is extraordinarily eclectic, running the gamut from indie rockers like Courtney Barnett and Edward Sharpe to Brazil's Caetano Veloso, though in the opinion of Dan Solomon, who writes for Texas Monthly, perhaps overlooking a little Texas accent. Dan joins us now to try to right that inadvertent wrong. Dan, welcome back to The Standard.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. What did you think of the president's own list?
I thought it was surprisingly hip. You know, a lot of stuff that you wouldn't necessarily expect from a president of the United States.
No, indeed. And in fact, I begin to think, did the president really write this list?
His staff assures us that he did.
Really?
His staff says that, you know, he picked that Chance the Rapper B-side, or deep cut, I should say. You know, these are his jams.
Although, as you point out in your piece for Texas Monthly, there are some conspicuous omissions. What would you recommend to the President of the United States that he should add to his playlist from Texas?
Well, one of the first acts that came to mind when I was, you know, looking at what he seems to enjoy was Robert Glasper, pianist out of Houston, who is one of the best sort of traditional and non-traditional jazz musicians working today. Seems like a really obvious fit for Obama because he loves, you know, Miles Davis and Charles Mingus, and he also likes the sort of airier side of R&B, which is something that Robert Glasper plays with a lot. You know, he'll collaborate with Erykah Badu, so I suspect that Obama is familiar with Glasper's work.
That's Robert Glasper's cover of Radiohead's Reckoner. What about some other Texas artists that you would recommend to the president?
I think he'd be a big fan of the Suffers out of Houston. They're a pretty soulful, large band who have a little bit of a lot of a throwback thing going on, but it feels very authentic from them. And, you know, the guy put Tower of Power on his playlist. So.
Yeah.
Let me hit you. Let me hit you up into a new.
Maybe he has all the makings of a super fan.
You know, it seems pretty likely. But I think that, you know, he's got a pretty diverse set of interests. Like, I think St. Vincent would probably appeal to him because he's listening to Fiona Apple. I think that he'd probably enjoy St. Vincent, too. They've got some similar things going on.
You traced the Andes with your index and brag when and when who you gonna bed next. Always sons of someone.
That's Annie Clark, better known as St. Vincent, who originally hails from Dallas, Texas. Another one of the Texas artists that Dan Solomon is recommending the president check out, since, after all, he's released his Spotify playlist. Was this just for the summer? Is this like his summer playlist? He does this periodically, from what you can tell?
Yeah, these are his summer jams. This is he's got the daytime and the nighttime. The nighttime playlist, a little bit more risque. Loverman and some D'Angelo on there and stuff like that.
There's a lot of 70s vibe, though, here as well, and you're recommending Austin's White Denim for the president's Texas playlist. Well, what is it about White Denim that sort of resonates with what the president's listening to these days?
Well, I mean, their new album is a little bit of, you know, a ZZ Top to what they're doing. And then there's a lot of, you know, sort of blue-eyed soul going on there, too. He's listening to Aloe Black. He's listening to, you know, stuff that definitely pays tribute to that era of music. And White Denim are really, you know, fitting that on their new record. So it makes perfect sense.
You don't have to say a single word. Just what you're thinking, girl. You don't have
That's White Denim doing Take It Easy, Ever After Lasting Love.
It's another of Dan Solomon's recommendations for what the president should put on his playlist if he was tech-centric, as it were, with his music selections. I have to ask, Dan, before we let you go here, what is it, do you think, about Gary Clark Jr. and about Leon Bridges that resonates with this White House, do you think? Or I guess it's really just the president's own vibe, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it is definitely just what, you know, what he likes. And I think that the thing about Gary Clark Jr. and Leon Bridges is that they're both really traditional acts. They're both doing something that you could have heard, you know, at any point in the history of popular music. That's timeless. And I think that, you know, having something that's really current but also feels timeless is definitely sort of Obama's aesthetic.
Yeah, authenticity, a thing that a lot of people talk about when it comes to Texas music. Dan Solomon writes for Texas Monthly. We're going to have a link both to the president's own original Spotify playlist as well as Dan Solomon's recommendations that are definitely centered around Texas and Texas artists. Dan, thanks so much for coming in and speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.